This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live, kicking off the second hour. Live Sunday edition. It's Mark with you.
I'm Laurel.
And Daryl.
855-450-3733. Just read some predictions for 2019. And Laurel, you've got some other things you want to talk about regarding sort of immigration and some of the issues that surround it.
Well, there is the idea that the economic migrants have to come here because there's no jobs in their home country, and I think that's false. I think a lot of them, there are jobs in their home country. There's jobs in the countries next to them. It's just the jobs here are better.
Let's parse that out. First, I want to go to Matthew calling in from Louisiana. Matthew, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, so whenever Daryl's on, can we change the name of the show to Pedantic Talk Live?
You can.
So yesterday, y'all were talking about addiction, and Mark, you shared your story about getting rid of the nicotine addiction.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be undergoing that process soon. My doctor says, you kick the nicotine or I'm putting you on Lipitor. And I said, yeah, I looked at all the side effects of Lipitor. Let's do this thing.
Yeah, turns out that smoking kills you. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, a lot of things kill you. Daryl is correct in saying that at some point we're all going to die.
That's correct, too.
He's entirely too logical and too pedantic to make a good headline writer at any news agency. They always do these screaming headlines.
Well, luckily for everybody, I've never tried to be a clickbait artist.
See, there you go.
Yeah, his news headlines would be like, nothing really important happened today.
So, if nothing's going to happen, we'll all, the planet will, die, will burn into a cinder at some point. Your life is meaningless.
Hold on, that would be the Nihilist News Daily.
God, you should make that, because the Nihilist News Daily will get downloads. I mean,
it would, it would.
Yeah. Anyway,
like,
Matthew,
it's
difficult to quit smoking. What are your plans?
Well, I thought about trying Chantix, but it turns out for some reason Blue Cross Blue Shield doesn't cover it, and then I saw the call. So the people at the Stop Smoking Louisiana thing said, well, why don't you call up,
who?
This guy, Stop Smoking Sensation Louisiana.
Okay.
It's the organization I'm working with. And they say, well, call up, Discount Pharmacy. Okay. So my insurance company will sell it to me for $600 a month. The Discount Pharmacy was $400 a month. I called up Pfizer, the manufacturer of the product, and they said, I can get a discount of $75 off of the Discount Pharmacy price.
Okay.
I'm like, yeah, that's not going to help me. So what I'm going to do is, after my last boxes of mini cigars, I will not buy any replacements, and I will switch to the nicotine gum.
Okay.
And then start working on chewing less and less of that as time goes on.
There's also, I've seen people do vaping with some success.
Yep.
I'm not recommending
and
it.
And then they
I'm not recommending
slowly
anything.
Decrease the amount of nicotine that they have inside the vape juice.
Yep. And I did Chantix, and it wasn't nearly that much. I paid cash for it, but I can't remember how I got it. From a doctor, a prescription. Yeah, I got it from a pharmacy and paid cash. So if you can get a strip, you can just go to the pharmacy and see what they'll sell it to you at.
One thing you might try is when you go to the pharmacy, tell them that you're a cash payer and see what the cash price is, because often it's a lot lower than the insurance price.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, this pharmacy does cash only.
Okay.
Okay.
That they are that kind of a discount pharmacy. I was able to get a medication for another problem, but it started to plague me more and more as, father time has been looking up my address on Google Maps.
The I thought you were going to say looking up for something else.
Right. The good news is Google Maps is so inaccurate that it's going to be a while before he finds it.
Well, I wish you luck on this one, Matthew. It's quite an endeavor, and I'm curious as to, you know, whether you pull this off or not. I remember sort of multiple occasions just sort of falling down, laying on my bed, and feeling sort of the ache of lack of nicotine going through my arms. This is even after Chantix. It took me 2 years to really be smoke-free. It wasn't something that just happened in 72 hours or whatever. You can see benefits. I mean, there's a cool timeline of, like, you know, this happens after 72 hours, this happens after 2 weeks, you know, these kind of things. Well, you just got to keep on going with it.
One of the benefits I'm looking forward to is, as I, at least I stop the smoking part, I'll start to stink less.
Okay. It's true.
Everybody, you know, who doesn't smoke kind of detects it on me, even if I'm sure. wearing clothes that I don't smoke it.
Yeah, you smoke those little cigars?
Yeah, little baby cigars. It's Cheyenne is the brand name. Yeah.
They're extra stinky.
They're extra stinky, even though I smoke the wild cherry variety, which is not as bad as the full flavor. The full flavor is like, it's like a full-size Rush Limbaugh type of cigar scent to it, but without the, you know, that same sort of, I don't know what you get out of smoking a cigar. You should smoke a pipe. So what am I talking about?
Yeah, I really don't understand cigar smoking. Every once in a while, I'll end up in some location where people are handing out cigars, and it's like you light this thing and kind of puff on it and swoosh the smoke around in your mouth, and then out it goes. I used to inhale cigars, and obviously...
Bad idea.
Yeah. Oh, I know. I did. that's what I smoked. That's what you smoked. Little cigars.
That's how but that's how I smoke. Is I just push it, pull it into my mouth, little swish around, and then just push it back out. Just like how you smoke a pipe, because the pipe tobacco is so much stronger than cigarette tobacco.
So you don't actually swallow whatever you
don't swallow it. You inhale it.
Yeah, like a full inhale, the stuff goes into your lungs. This, you're saying, like, you just, like, bring whatever it is into your mouth and then puff it out, and you don't actually do a full inhale?
Right. It sort of distills on your tongue and makes its way down into your stomach. So it's like chewing tobacco without getting the hiccups.
Well, that's really curious. It seems like it's going to be a little easier for you then if you're not inhaling it into your lungs. But good luck with the nicotine gum, Matthew.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I'm going to need it. Oh, and by the way, Laurel, I'm still loving your YouTube channel.
Oh, thanks.
What is your YouTube channel?
The Truth About Immigration.
And people just go to YouTube, search The Truth.
Yeah, just search The Truth About Immigration.
You've had a lot of success here recently.
It's growing very, very quickly. It's a little weird.
Let's go to Larry calling in from Indiana. Larry, you're on Free Talk Live.
Thanks a lot. Very quickly, this person that called in about the smoking thing, he's talking about the cost of different medications. But, so basically, he needs to take the price of whatever he's smoking now away from that cost. He's going to have a truer cost of medication. So there's a trade-off there.
That's a good point.
Second, you talked a little earlier about the UN. And basically, I have a question. Had any of you individuals heard about something called technocracy?
A technocracy? Yeah, I mean, it's...
I think I've heard the term.
There's a technocrat is somebody who believes that you can sort of rule by science or whatever. Technocracy might be ruled by computers. So I'm not sure.
It began around 1800. It was almost like a Scientology back then. You know, some French guy thought that the scientists could run the nation because the scientists were the smartest people in the whole wide world, and they knew what was best for everybody. That morphed them, though, into an economic type of form as far as sustainable development.
And then the Venus Project?
Yeah, kind of, sort of. But then, you take a look at the Al Gore movement, the global warming, and what it finally morphed into was using energy as far as the to control that. And I think
hold on, Larry, just a second. I want to bring you back.
Sure.
The number is 855-450-3733. 855-450-FREE or the Discord lines at discord.freetalklive.com.
And not to mention the shedding, I would vacuum the carpet 3 times a week. Frodo was scratching all night long, bouncing on the side of the bed, keeping me awake the whole entire night from all the scratching and chewing. It kind of makes you neurotic.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy?
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Come to Dinovite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
Dinovite is nutrition. The omega-3 fatty acids. Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
He gobbles it up. He's not up all night scratching. His shedding is minimal, and it is such a pleasure to have my calm, relaxed, non-shedding puppy back. And I have to thank Dinovite for that.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dinovite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000. DINOVITE.com.
From the second letter of Captain Mark. Any pirate knows that commerce is communication. Markets condense oceans of information into a single price. Innovations in communication are circumventing the scrutiny of the crown. This signals a change in the coin of the realm. The crown uses digital currency to surveil, censor, seize, and destroy wealth at will, so pirate currency must protect us from this weaponized money. We need to move funds further, faster, cheaper, and without third-party observation, basing decisions on an accelerating flow of information. So pirates require nearly instantaneous transactions with no arbitrary limits on volume or artificial influences on fees. Most importantly, a pirate currency must preclude centralization. Otherwise, it will become another link in our chain to the crown. A superior currency will result in the obsolescence of the coin of the realm and the extinction of the crown itself. Trade above the grid. Join us at piratewithoutborders.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, live Sunday edition. Mark with you.
I'm Laurel.
And Daryl.
The number is 855-450-3733. 855-450-FREE as in freedom, or you can use the Discord lines at discord.freetalklive.com if that is what you prefer. tell you real quick about Liberty.menu. Liberty.menu is basically a yellow pages for liberty-oriented businesses. If you are a libertarian type and you've got a business, it's a great idea to go over there and make a listing. It's free at liberty.menu. If you're looking to do business with people and you want to do business with libertarians, please go to liberty.menu and check out all the listings there. They've got it's a directory for events, businesses, and digital content. Liberty.menu, and it is for libertarians. You have to take a little quiz, and the quiz isn't the right term. You have to swear online oath. You have to click a box as your libertarian, kind of?
Yes.
Yeah, there you go.
Yes, you click a box, and, you know, unfortunately, by just clicking a box, you know, you could lie.
Yeah, you could.
But preferably, you'll be honest when you click the box.
I don't know why you'd want to lie. What do you want to do business with libertarians for? And by the way, you don't have to be a libertarian to do business with the libertarian businesses. You have to be a libertarian to list your business at liberty.menu.
Right, but some people might want to just keep up to track so that they know who to avoid.
As could be. Yeah, well,
there are all kinds of reasons why people lie, Mark.
Yes, indeed, they do. Let's go back to Larry, who is talking about technocracy. Larry, you're back on Free Talk Live.
Great, thanks a lot. It started out as like a scientism thing, and then it morphed into basically a resource-based economic system.
Right, that's the Venus Project thing, where it's basically communism with a computer, but the Venus Project, people don't like to call it communism with a computer, even though that's exactly what it is.
Well, yeah, and it's tied to UN's 1973 Trilateral Commission. And you can see it, like I was talking about earlier with Al Gore, you know, with the global warming and the carbon credit sales, purchase and sales. It's really designed to create, for lack of a better term, global cities. It's also tied to the new 5G network, 5G, because with the new 5G, they'll be able to track where your car is going, the lights on the cameras on the streets and everything. So it's basically designed to keep track of everybody. And there's a good book and a good website out there. There's an individual, I don't know if any of you have heard of him, his name is Patrick Wood. And he wrote a book called Technocracy, The Hard Road to the New World Order. And he also has a website called technologynews.com or org or whatever it is. But so it's basically trying to use the energy, or I mean the resource-based economic system. So it now incorporates all these things, technology, science. They say science is settled on a lot of these things. They're using science as a lever. They're using the energy-based things like oil and things like that. And they're calling it, sustained development. But
for a long time, people were saying that it's getting a little scary that the technology companies and the financial companies are able to track our every move and every purchase and everything we do. And for a long time, I thought the people who were warning us about that were simply paranoid. But now that I see what's happening with some of the deplatforming on YouTube and on Patreon, that people are losing their livelihoods because of their political opinions.
And in some cases, just misinterpretations of their political opinions.
Right. Right, and now it's becoming a lot more concerning that we are going to lose our ability to make purchases based on what our political leanings are. Like, what are we using the money for? And it's not like illegal activity.
Yeah. Well, that's exactly the case. You know, in China, too, they got that citizen rating thing where, you know, if you're not a good citizen, you can't ride a bus, fly a plane, or buy certain things.
Yeah, but what's that called? Social
it rating. Sounds like MasterCard.
Social credits.
Looks like MasterCard's on its way to doing the same thing.
Right. And what's happening also here in the United States, as well as other countries, is you're seeing a rise in a lot more private government and civic society partnerships in creating things. And that's really the lever that government has in various countries, including here, of when they enter into a government private sector funding thing for something, roads, right. buildings, development, and then the private sector goes under, guess who owns that?
Well, even we don't even need the government to be involved in order for this to be like a bordering on some oppression going on. Is
right.
We're seeing that big. Going even without government involvement.
You're correct. But the
that's
government
the cryptocurrencies, right? To me, that's one of the real use cases of cryptocurrency is that once you have this sort of global banking system mm-hmm. that decides who gets to spend what where and who's in, who's out, then you've got peer-to-peer open source
right.
currency that some
right.
organizations are taking.
Right. And one of the problems that could arise, and you know, I'm a fan of using the decentralized cryptocurrencies, but one of the problems that could arise is, well, everything must be smart contract on a blockchain, and then you just wind up with, you know, like some sort of technocracy using a blockchain, mm-hmm. and some libertarians are going to eat it up because you've slapped the word blockchain onto the communism.
Right, but my point with the public-private enterprises is that, yes, you're right, Laurel. Government doesn't really need that, but they use that as a lever mm-hmm. within the communities, and then that allows them when that private side of things goes under and can't produce or can't respond or can't.
Right, but my comment is you're not safe just because the government's not involved. That doesn't
correct.
Save you. That's what we're seeing. Because
right,
with, you know, the whole thing with Patreon, you think, okay, well, I'll close my Patreon. But now that we're starting to see maybe it's MasterCard, how do I live without MasterCard and Visa?
Thanks for the call, Larry. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Bobby Ray calling in from Virginia. Bobby Ray, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, just a quick comment on Bitcoin. That's going to be the biggest flamboyant collapse since the Holland tulip era. But what I really called you about was...
You can't bring it up and expect us to not address it. So I'm happy to let you discuss whatever it is that you want to discuss, but Bitcoin's been declared dead a whole bunch of times in its 10-year span. And at this point, it keeps chugging along.
Yeah, oh, yeah. It's gonna the scam will go for a while, but it's
going to
crash.
What's scammy about it?
Anyway, what I wanted to talk to you about was...
What is scammy about cryptocurrency?
He doesn't want to go on with it. Let him. He wants to if he wants to stop talking about it, that's fine. Go ahead.
Well, I'm not that knowledgeable in it. That was my opinion.
Bobby, why would you call in and say that it's going to fail if you're not knowledgeable about it?
Because I'm observing what's going on.
Okay.
I really didn't want to get involved with Bitcoin. What I wanted to mention was
why bring it up? Hold the line, Bobby.
Hold the line, okay. Bobby. 855-450-3733. I'm not into it. You shouldn't be into it either. Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. With the partial government shutdown in its third week, President Trump says he'd be justified if he used his executive authority to declare a national emergency and build a wall.
We have a crisis at the border of drugs, of human beings being trafficked all over the world. They're coming through. And we have an absolute crisis and of criminals and gang members coming through. It is national security. It's a national emergency.
The president returning to the White House after tweeting that the talks to reopen the government were productive, but there's still no agreement. House Armed Services Committee Chairman Adam Smith says the executive power has been used to build military facilities in Iraq and Afghanistan. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV.
Why?
Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, the live Sunday edition. You can call in, talk about what's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
I'm Laurel.
And Daryl.
855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Want to tell you about MyPillow. Not my specific pillow, the brand MyPillow.
But you also have a MyPillow.
My specific pillow is a MyPillow.
So you're talking about both?
Both of those things, all at the same time, simultaneously and at the same time. What I like about MyPillow, not only does it hold your head and neck in the right position, which, you know, I wasn't getting out of lots of pillows that I had in my life for a very long time and didn't realize that many times that crink in my neck that I was experiencing was because of that. But if you're getting headaches, this can be an issue, too. I don't get headaches anymore, either. I haven't had a headache in years that didn't have to do with over-consumption of alcohol. And, you know, what the other thing it does is MyPillow, you can wash it. You know, just throw it in the washer, throw it in the dryer, it pops out. All those disgusting creatures that are probably living in your pillow are no longer there. Just go to MyPillow.com, use promo code FTL. You'll get a 60-day money-back guarantee, so nothing to lose. And you get free shipping on all orders if you use coupon code FTL. So it's MyPillow.com. You've got 60 days to return it for a return of your full purchase price. MyPillow.com, promo code FTL. We were just on with Bobby Ray. I'm going to bring him back. Bobby Ray, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I didn't know we were going to have pillow talk going on tonight, but
that was nice.
What I wanted to mention was there's a simple, you were talking about the UN and getting rid of them. And there's a simple but equally profitable for both sides is we kicked the UN out of New York and sent them to Puerto Rico. And that way Puerto Rico gets rebuilt and New York is freed up from the mobs.
I think they already have a satellite office. Like there's another center in Switzerland, so they would probably just move there.
No, I mean, let's keep this. We'll remain as the host of the UN, but we'll move them to Puerto Rico.
Yeah. Sounds nicer. I mean, who wants to be in New York? New York, the ice falls from the sky up there.
In New York or even in Europe, any place, you're going to have a lot worse weather. And this way, all these foreign companies will kick in to recapture Puerto Rico or to rebuild Puerto Rico.
Well, we would certainly find out exactly how much influence we have with the UN, because I think just about everybody else would not want to do that.
Yeah, but all we got to do is stop paying them and they'll go.
That's the truth.
That's exactly, it would be a way to find out.
The U.S. basically keeps it afloat. Thanks for the call, Bobby Ray. 855-450-3733. Let's go to Willie calling in from Virginia. Willie, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
My name's hey.
Let's call me Willie Boy.
Call you Willie?
Yeah. So I was just wondering, what steps would have to be taken in order for us to fall into the kind of system that China now has, where they're trying to implement the social credit thing into their society? What steps would have to happen in order for that kind of thing to be allowed to happen here?
Well, I think we're actually kind of close, except it's a little different because it's not being run by the government. It's being run by the credit card companies, is that they are apparently beginning to make moral decisions about what we are and are not allowed to purchase. And the reason I say that is because they, according to Patreon, MasterCard instructed Patreon to get rid of one of the people on its platform. His name was Robert Spencer, not to be confused with Richard Spencer. Robert Spencer was an anti-jihadist, and MasterCard, there was a newspaper article on this, and Patreon said MasterCard told them to get rid of him. So one of the theories of what's going on right now with getting rid of Sargon of Akkad and James Alsup and Milo Yiannopoulos, the theory a lot of people have is that MasterCard didn't order Patreon to do it, because when Patreon was backed into a corner in their interview with Matt Christensen, they said that MasterCard had not ordered them to do it, but there was the implication that they had been pressured, or that they believed perhaps that MasterCard wanted them to. So it seems that MasterCard, we don't know much about Visa, whether Visa is doing the same thing, but there is this concern that the credit card companies, at least MasterCard, is making moral decisions about what we are and are not allowed to purchase. So we are well on our way to what's going on in China, except not by our government, by our banking, our financial institutions.
You'd need a lot more government cameras. So one of the things that China is doing is they put up a bunch of closed-circuit television cameras that can see whether somebody's jaywalking and those kind of things.
Yeah.
And in one province, I recall we covered a story where, in addition to the cameras seeing people jaywalking, they would then send the person a text message and flash their picture up on the big giant screens in the
creepy
intersection, saying, "This person is a jaywalker."
So that's relatively easy with the facial recognition that they've got out there. But so you have to sort of connect the discrepancy with the person. Go ahead, Willie.
Yeah, and that's definitely very scary. How close we are. I think
we're a lot closer than I thought we were.
I'm not sure that the political will is there to do it. I mean, at this point, it's being used as a scary trope, right? We don't want to be like China, who's doing this thing. But it would be easy to implement, especially when you just looked at purchases. Thank you for the call, Willie. Appreciate it. If you were to just look at purchases and that sort of thing. So it would be relatively easy for the United States government to say, through MasterCard and Visa, we're really concerned about the morality of American citizens, and basically banking systems exist by our pleasure.
Uh-huh.
And so we're going to hook up with you guys, and we're going to decide, we want to know everything that everybody purchases. These things are unacceptable. These things are sort of black marks, and these things are, give you extra.
Oh, you
extra
mean like where the federal government tells the banking system that you can't do business with anyone doing anything that is federally illegal, which means sex workers can't use the traditional banking system.
Right.
Most marijuana businesses have been blackballed from the traditional banking system.
Anybody who buys and sells cryptocurrency finds it very difficult to hold bank accounts,
especially if they do large amounts.
I gotta jump in again. You know, so what I said earlier is by saying government, 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 the implication is that as long as the government's not involved, everything's okay. No. The government is not involved in what's going on right now. This is nothing to do with the government.
Well, you're talking about the first shot in the salvo, and I understand where you're coming from. Laurel, I canceled my Patreon subscription this week.
Good.
Because for two people that have nothing to do with bad opinions or anything like that, I just decided Patreon's getting a cut at this. I sent them both messages on Patreon using the Patreon system, and maybe they don't send those messages because I haven't heard back from either of them,
right.
Neither of whom get a great deal of money from sponsors, so you would think they would jump back, but they didn't. And I said,
look, they do get those messages, by the way.
I said, look, I'm happy to send you some money. We can, send me an email here at my email address. I'd like to send, whatever other method it is possible to send you some money. Please let me do that. And I got no response from either of them.
Mm-hmm.
But I just wasn't going to support Patreon anymore.
Right. And I think a lot of the creators know that this is going, they're well aware of what's going on right now. But then the question becomes, so what do we do about this? I think there's a couple of things we need to be doing about this. And one of them is letting these major companies know that we are not okay with what they are doing because they're getting a lot from the other side and not enough from us.
Yeah.
Because they're getting pressure from the far left.
Yeah, sure. That's got to be where the stuff comes from.
So we have to push back. And the other thing we need to do is be more entrepreneurial because we've become too dependent on these large corporations and we need to be starting our own to compete with them.
Yeah, I would agree that tends to be the only thing that's really going to work.
Competition?
Competition.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live. Your opinions are welcome because, sadly, YouTube, Patreon, these things are important in our lives today. 855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up two tubes of Dogasuds.
Get the third tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogasud shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogasuds. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider. Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. It is the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live, and you're free to call in and talk live here on the air. We talked about all kinds of things, predictions for 2019, immigration, the UN, quitting smoking, technocracy, and the monitoring of people. Whatever you want to talk about, or any of those or anything else, it's up to you. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live, it's Mark with you.
I'm Laurel.
And Daryl.
Let's go to the phones. We got Bobby calling in from Florida. Bobby, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how's it going now? You guys were talking earlier about, and now, Mark, I don't know exactly the experience that you had, you know, with the people, the nonprofit ladies that you were talking to.
Yep.
They probably were legit or whatnot. But what is really corrupted is in this political systems, in the Congress and in the Senate, what these senators have. And I'm a big Twitch guy. I'm in the Twitch chat room. So like, okay. I can post all the links and everything and whatnot. But from Minnesota to Colorado, what the senators do, they give the little ladies a job. You know, I'm not talking down to women, but they, you know, they give the wife a job as head of their nonprofit. And then okay. What they do is they do their kickbacks, and then when they do the kickbacks, the guy's paying back through the nonprofit, and then the wife, you know, has her job running the nonprofit and doing the charity. And
then this happens with professional athletes too.
Oh, yeah.
True with professional athletes, because most of them have their own charities that they set up, which I understand more or less. You know, we here on Free Talk Live, hope.freetalklive.com is a charity we've set up to some extent, because that way we can control where the funds go and that sort of thing, because we give a lot. And if you're giving a little, I can see why people go to things like the United Way or, you know, whatever they might go to.
Right.
But when you start giving a lot, you want to see where it goes. But at the same time, yeah, once that not-for-profit is now employing somebody, there you've got $100,000 a year that's going to paycheck and benefits.
Yeah, 100%. And then that's the thing. I don't know what we really tend to.
Well, let me ask this question real quick, Bobby. Hold on, Bobby. Let me ask this question. You said that politicians will set up nonprofits and then hire their spouses to run the nonprofit, and then they run kickbacks and stuff through the nonprofit. Are you suggesting that the nonprofits are just a front for campaign contributions?
100% or
if you have any evidence of that, then that would be a violation of campaign finance laws in every state across the country.
You should probably
file a complaint against that if you have any evidence. If it's just speculation, then you know it sounds like you are really going off of a hunch.
Well,
I got the proof right here.
The administration is currently being investigated over the Trump Foundation being used to funnel campaign contributions to the Trump 2016 campaign. So
yeah, and it's systematic.
These things are investigated
if there's
evidence.
Republicans, yes, and it's not just a campaign contribution. They might put that toward it, but it's also kickbacks because if you're a senator or a governor or whatnot, you can you get a contract to do this road. You got to get and I've seen this in a small scale. Okay, now I don't know if you guys know homeowners associations. I've known guys in homeowner associations that are the president, and they know a guy who does pool, or he does, grassing. And they're buddies, and then he gets his buddy, and then they make a little deal that, hey, man, you come do the grass, you come do the painting, you come do this and that. And then the president, homeowner association, they don't get paid. Well, they don't get paid, but once they hire their buddy, and then the homeowner association, everybody else is paying their dues and whatnot for the painting and whatnot. Well, they get their kickback because they add into the cost, with their buddy there to do the contract, and that's what these senators, that's what the, not all of them, but a lot of them, and the governors, and when you have that kind of power and this type of systematic. Like just corruption, I'm with that. The one lady there, I really agree with you. Mm-hmm. I don't know exactly what we can do, but this is very systematic and it's corruption to the core. And now proof, they know what they're doing. They have lawyers that are worth thousands and hundreds of thousands of dollars and millions.
Well, one thing that's going to be against the rules. Hold on. Thank you for the call, Bobby. I appreciate it. One thing that's not going to be against the rules is influence.
Right.
So if they've got this not-for-profit, Daryl, and I go and throw $100,000 at it, suddenly I'm interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Right. The things I have to say seem important because, there's a guy who threw $100,000 at my not-for-profit. Now I can do whatever I do with the not-for-profit. And, these things aren't looked at terribly well.
Right. So it's not really a quid pro quo. There's no agreement implicit or explicit that you're going to get the influence, but you donate the money and now you have the president's attention.
I bet if I donated $1 million to the Clinton Foundation.
Mm-hmm.
If I had $1 million to throw at something.
If you were a Middle Eastern government, for example.
But I bet I could. I bet Hillary would want to know what I had to say.
Yes.
I bet I'd get a call.
Right.
Ring, ring. Hi, Mark. I wanted to thank you for your donation of $1 million to the Clinton Foundation and just sort of.
How can we help you?
Yeah, how can we help you? Mm-hmm. Because that's what they want to know.
Right.
But it actually happened to Ian one time. He donated some money to a school here in Keene, and the school rang him up and just kind of, they weren't very good at asking the question. It was a little ham-fisted and weird.
Right.
But nonetheless, they just sort of wanted to know.
We've never had a donation from somebody that wasn't a parent.
Right. Why did you give us money?
What's going on here? Yeah, but it sounded to me like Bobby was saying that the senators create the nonprofits as a way to get campaign contributions, which again, there's very little evidence that that is happening, and if it is, it's being prosecuted. What they're doing for the campaign contributions is they're just constantly running.
Let's go to Kyle calling in from Virginia. Kyle, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I've been trying to get on with a couple different programs that I listen to, and I just wanted this to get out there because I never hear about it addressed in the media, but why are the child sex trafficking is so rampant and then sexual predators are so rampant? And there's a lot of groups out there that try to expose these people, and I follow a few of them, but I saw on January 2nd, NBC News posted an article that was essentially attacking one of the groups from Connecticut that was exposing these child predators because one of the predators that they exposed ended up going home and committing suicide. But you know, that's bad, right? But their intentions were bad, and then mm-hmm. now you have the news media attacking them for doing what they do, and they're doing a great service to our country, and I don't really understand why.
You know, why one of the agencies that's doing the most for child sex to combat child sex trafficking is ICE. ICE is really, it's out there because a lot of the child sex trafficking is international, and that is one of the functions of ICE, is to go after human trafficking. So everybody's, you know, attacking ICE. They sort of forget that that is one of the main things that ICE does, and they're actually very good at it.
And the other side of the coin is that if we look at Pizzagate that mm-hmm. occurred just, I don't know, maybe less than 2 years ago, it was a situation where people were making accusations, and we have a system for determining whether an accusation is true or not. Admittedly, you know, the criminal justice system moves slowly, but if somebody decides to level an accusation of child sex predator whatever at you, and it isn't true, it's going to be life affecting.
Right.
I can tell you, as Free Talk Live, the studio here was raided, and mm-hmm. the reason was they took a whole bunch of equipment, and the claim was that somebody had used our network to access some illegal site that had to do with child pornography or something like that.
That was being run by the federal government.
That's true. It was being run by the federal government.
One of like 20 sites being run by the federal government.
So
for a period of months.
I just because somebody's called a child sex predator doesn't mean that they are, and just because they commit suicide doesn't mean that they were guilty. So I don't know.
Right. No, I totally agree. I think it's a little bit different. These groups go out there and they it's kind of like a sting. Like they pose as like a young child on an internet app, and then they, you know, talk to these people for a couple months, and then these people end up coming up trying to meet up with them. But then
why don't we turn that over to cops? I mean,
that was an entire TV series.
I know.
I'm Chris Hansen. Have a seat over there.
They don't do it anymore, though.
Right. The reason they don't do it is they've caught people, or the quote-unquote caught people that weren't necessarily doing something. What if I want to find out, you know, what's going on, and I'm there to reach out to the child to you know, put them on the straight and narrow rather than to, you know, pedophile them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they don't know this stuff.
Yeah, I mean, no, you're right. There is a possibility of that. But
thanks for the call, Kyle. 855.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes, for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.